roughly a Sabi Dalet and a few little bit before and several Daphim after. So the bottom line is that we have a miracle that happened on Pesach, and the connection to Pesach runs a lot deeper because Pesach is the root of all exile and all redemption. In addition, we are taught that there are two root elements, if you will, that oppose the Jewish people in the nations of the world, and there are many formulations of these two elements, but in the context of our discussion, one of them is Mitzrayim, and one of them is Ashur. One of them is Egypt, one of them is Assyria. So the Mitzrayim, we spent the whole Pesach night, two nights talking about, we'll leave that for now. But what is this fight against Assyria, against Ashur? What is the victory of Chizkiah? And what can we perhaps learn from that? So the Gemara tells us that based on a pasuk in Yeshaya, that the merit is on Tzadei Dalet, the merit of Chizkiah and his generation was the tremendous dedication to Torah study that happened, that occurred in the generation of Chizkiah. It says that that Chizkiah took a sword and stabbed it into the floor at the entrance of the Beis HaMedrash, and he said, anyone who doesn't come and study will be stabbed with this sword. Subsequently, they went ahead and they checked from all sides of the land of Israel, and there wasn't any child who wasn't well-versed in the laws of Tumah and Tahara, and they didn't find a single Am HaAretz, it says, from Dan till Be'er Sheva. So there's a tremendous, tremendous amount of scholarship that went on. And it was that merit that saved Chizkiah from Sancheir. But the Gemara relates an amazing, amazing thing. The Gemara relates that Chizkiah, that Sancheir moved his army of probably millions of people. He moved it 10 times in one day, which is a tremendous achievement. The tremendous focus of speed travel and so on to go ahead and do that. Why did he do that? So the Gemara relates that there was a stargazer who told Chizkiah, who told Sancheirib, if you march on Yerushalayim, if you reach Yerushalayim today, you will be able to conquer Yerushalayim. If you wait until tomorrow, it is no longer yours. So therefore, he traveled these 10 journeys through Eretz Yisrael to reach Yerushalayim. He reaches Yerushalayim, and they build a platform for him, right? All these soldiers throw down their sleeping bags, and they Sancheirib climbs up on top, and he takes a look down in Yerushalayim. This is a Gemara in Sadehei Amid Aleph. The Gemara relates, when he saw it, Izutar Ve'enei, it was small in his eyes. He says, this is Karsed Yerushalayim, that I moved my army that conquered the whole world. This is a big deal. We'll wait till tomorrow. So his troops tried convincing him to go at it right away. He said, no, we'll wait till tomorrow. By the next day, he had no army. We know he went back home alone, and his sons murdered him, as it's related in the Navi. So what's this idea? What was the idea of him marching on Yerushalayim in one day and going through 10 different journeys? So the idea is that Sancheirib had a right, so to speak, a divine right to conquer Israel. And therefore, if he would have included Yerushalayim in that original conquest, he would have had the ability, so to speak, to conquer Yerushalayim. But because of the great merit of Torah study, Hashem performs a miracle and causes Sancheirib to see Yerushalayim as a small, small thing, as something not worth really bothering himself with. And because of that, Yerushalayim stands by itself. It stands apart from Eretz Yisrael, and Sancheirib no longer has the ability or the right to conquer that. So the going back a little bit here, what's this concept of Assyria, of Ashur, opposing the Jewish people? The Gemara relates that Hashem wanted to make that Sancheirib would be Gog and Magog, the great war before the coming of Mashiach, and Chizkiah would be Mashiach. And many of the psukim in the early parts of Yeshaya that discuss the Mashiach, which unfortunately the Christians make a lot of, they're very busy with, but those psukim are talking about Chizkiah too, because Chizkiah is the root of Mashiach in a certain sense, and he could have been Mashiach, it says, And Sancheriv could have been Gog and Magog, could have been the force that opposes the Jewish people. So there's two elements that we find regarding Asher, regarding Assyria, in which they oppose the Jewish people. One is the concept, the word Asher means strong, means permanent, set, established, and so on and so forth. The Ramosha Shapiro said, interestingly, that the United States of America, in a certain sense, would seem to be a very, very good present-day analogy, if you will, of the concept of Asher, the concept of Assyria. The concept of Assyria is that one needs to be firmly established. And therefore, he said that it's interesting, if I thought about this, what the great challenge in the United States, this is not what I would have come up with, but he said that the challenge in the United States, the culture, the American culture is, the American dream is to own your own home, you know, fully paid off, and you have all, you have your savings, you have your retirement, you have this, you have that, you have everything set for you, and therefore you have independence. You are firmly established with 2 feet on the ground. That is the American dream. And that has led many, many Jews astray. Because if you're busy with that, if you're chasing that dream, you don't have any time, any focus left for anything else. And historically, there's only been one thing, one concept, one movement, if you will, that has challenged and managed to stand up to the onslaught of assimilation within American culture. And that is Torah. That is single-minded dedication to Torah study. Right? We all know historically that Jewish observance in this country was on a tremendous downslide until the advent of yeshivas for higher learning, until the concept, you know, very much introduced by Rav Aaron Cutler and many others, that there's such a concept called Torah study for Torah study's own sake. There, as a Jew, I live in a world of Torah, and I'm not looking to find my 2 feet firmly established on the ground outside. But I'm looking to find my 2 feet firmly established within the world of Torah. That's where I want to be firmly established. If that is my single-minded goal, then I could stand up to Asher. Then I could stand up to Assyrian culture, which says you need to be firmly established on the ground. You need to be independent. You shouldn't be dependent on the one above, God forbid. You make your own choices, which is something that is being challenged today. The great American independence is in great danger. We're all being told to do what to do, and hopefully most of us are listening. But that's the American culture, and the only way to stand up to that historically we found is single-minded dedication to Torah study. Now, there's an amazing, amazing thing here. If we go back to the story, Sancheriv marches on Yerushalayim, and he would conquer it if he would go at it that very day. There's one thing that saves Yerushalayim. What saves Yerushalayim is that the Sancheriv Yerushalayim is nothing. That is precisely what saves Yerushalayim. If you think about our history, we have the written Torah, we have the concept of prophecy, we have the concept of Mashiach. We Jews have a very, very rich tradition, a rich Torah, and so on. And the non-Jews throughout the world have taken and perverted many of those concepts. The concept of Mashiach has been, so to speak, stolen and perverted and ruined by the Christians, the concept of prophecy by the Muslims. The non-Jewish world as a whole has an attachment, has a connection to Scripture in a certain sense. An unfortunate reality is to sometimes find non-Jews more well-versed in the Torah Sheva Ksav and the written Torah than some learned or young learned Jews. But the one thing that the world has no relationship with, and you can translate it from today until tomorrow, but there's no true relationship with the oral Torah. The non-Jewish world has no true relationship with a deep struggle through a page of Gemara. There's no chashivas. There's no importance given to that. You know, the Koreans might translate the entirety of the Talmud, and maybe it takes up an hour of the high school instruction. I don't know. But there aren't scores, hundreds, thousands of people anywhere else in the world besides within the Jewish communities who are dedicating their lives to struggling through the oral Torah, to making it their entire existence, their entire focus, their entire purpose in life. And it is that is our only hope. The very fact that the world doesn't appreciate it, therefore they don't challenge it, they don't try to usurp it, they don't try to pervert it, they don't try to use it for their own sake, it's untouched. It's left to us. It's ours. It's the one thing that we have. And the coming of Mashiach, it says that the Jewish people will be free to learn Hashem's Torah without any distractions, without any things that are pulling at them in different directions, earning a livelihood, and so on and so forth. The truth is that we're living through a unique time. We're living through a time where we certainly have distractions, we certainly have worries that consume us, perhaps more so than usual. But on the other hand, we have, many of us at least, have an unprecedented opportunity to throw ourselves into Torah. And it's nothing glorious to the outside world. We're stuck in our own homes, in our own basements, or wherever we might be. It's nothing that makes a great big shout, great big noise in the world. There's no one else to see. It's just something simple, something unified, something that is private, and that is the Jew struggling through his Torah. He just sat and he cleaned for Pesach, and it's late at night, and he opens up Gemara, and he goes at it, and he works on sand it, and it's difficult. It's not coming together, and he works. Finally, he finds the point of unity. And here we'll just jump for two minutes just to describe another aspect of Asher and Assyria and connect it back to our work when we study Torah. The culture of Asher, the culture of Assyria, is one, as we spoke earlier, the Gemara says that Sanherib could have had the potential or had a root element of Gog, which is the concept of Rivoy, the concept of numerous, of multiplicity, of more and more and more. It's a culture of more. Assyria says, today has to be different than yesterday. You bought a new car yesterday, it's already old, now is the time to start looking at what everyone else is driving on the road. Now is the time to start thinking about what your next purchase is going to be. Now you just renovated your home, now is the time to think about moving. There's always more, there's always this need for change, for newness. The Assyrian culture, the culture of Asher, and the culture that we really live in today, this is what it teaches. There's one antidote, there's one response that we have to that, and that is Torah study, that is single-minded dedication to the study of the oral law. You open it up, initially it seems fragmented, it seems like there's different concepts, there's things going on, this and that, the other thing. The worldview that needs to come through the Torah, it doesn't come easy, but if you struggle at it, if you work at it, if you stay up at night, as the Gemara says in Chizkiah's times, they burnt the midnight oil, they burnt lots of oil deep, deep, deep into the night, toiling at Torah, because it's a single-minded dedication. It's the one thing that matters. There's nothing else that matters. That way we can battle this concept of multiplicity, this culture of more, because there really is only one thing. And that is Hashem's Torah. That's the world we live in. That's the ground where we want our 2 feet to be firmly planted. And when we struggle in that Torah and we work on it and we cover ground and we gain more depth and insight, we come to see the unity in Torah. And that is the only true unity that exists in the world. It's the only philosophy that brings into account all of existence, that explains everything, that pulls everything together. You go through, whether it's, again, in covering lots of ground and seeing how the Torah comes together on many, many pages, on many subjects, and many works, or whether it's taking one topic, one page of Gemara, and delving into deeply, and having a deeper and deeper understanding, and seeing the unifying element within the sugya, within the topic being learned, being discussed. That is the doctrine. That's the world where there exists true unity, and that's the place that we can fight Asher. That's the place we can fight Assyria, and that is Chazal tell us. That's the merit that brings us the ultimate Mashiach and the ultimate redemption. May it come very, very speedily in our time. Good night.
Flush, come on, Rabbi Halpern. Beautiful.
Yeah.
The iron is on. Guys, get on.
Hey, what's up? Tony, you don't have to go off with 5 minutes. Too much for you.
This is Samuel, son.
Yashikaya, Rabbi Halpern, and welcome to Rabbi Byron, who is currently in Denver, and the other Rabbi Byrons who have joined as well this year. So, I'm going to mute everyone momentarily, except for Rabbi Byron, who will be giving the shiur. You will have the option to unmute yourself. I'll leave that option on if you have a question and so on. And we will begin momentarily.
Shkach, Rabbi Fleischer and Rabbi Heyman for arranging. Appreciate it very much. An opportunity to give a kiss in Devar Torah. Shkach, everybody, for joining. The Devar Torah should be discussed in Fush Lema, Khan Simple, and Shoshana Rala. I want to speak a little bit about the Chiyuv L'Kabel Pnei Rabbi Beregel. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Chayv Adam L'Kabel Pnei Rabbi Beregel. Person's Mechayv, Lashon the Gemara is actually L'Hakbil Pnei Rabbi Beregel. I'm not sure the exact touch. To make himself appear, brings him a car from Pasuk and Melachim. Shenema, as it says, Madua Teleches Hayyim. L'Chaydesh V'L'Shabbos Hayyim. Why are you going to visit Elisha today? The Isha Shunamis was going to Elisha after her son had died. And he says, why are you going? This is not your regular time when you go. This is not Chodesh. This is not Shabbos. The Gemara says that Michlal, Deb Chodesh v'Shabbos, Yiboyle l'meizel, that on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, one should go visit the Rebbe. So spirit of being maskal b'milsa the d'dichasa. There's a famous vart here from Reb Chaim, the son of the Brisk Rav, was known for a lot of gishmak type of divrei Torah. He said that we can ask. The pasuk says, "Why did you go? It's not Rosh Chodesh and it's not Shabbos." We know the klal is, the rule is that tadir v'sheina tadir koydim, that we always give precedence to the more frequent, more common occurrence or obligation. So why is that the Torah mentions, the Pasuk in Malachim mentions first Chodesh, a reference to Rosh Chodesh, and then Shabbos? One would think Shabbos is more common than Rosh Chodesh, more frequently occurring. Shabbos should be mentioned first. He should have said, Loi Shabbos, Loi Chodesh Hayan. So he answered very pithily that indeed Shabbos is more common, more tadde than Rosh Chodesh, but a Loi Chodesh is more common than a Loi Shabbos. It's more often not Rosh Chodesh than it is not Shabbos. So he said, Madua Telachim, Loi Chodesh V'Loi Shabbos. Okay. Ashavka. We'll see later that this kasha is really discussed. It's a serious kasha that Turi Evan asks it in Rosh Hashanah. The Maisa, this Gemara jumps out here. The Gemara seems to be Mamish Apella. Amar of Yitzchak, Chayv Adam L'Kabel Pnei Rabbi Beregel. Person's Mechoyev to be L'Kabel Pnei Rabbi Beregel. Regel is always a reference to Shalosh Regal, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. And the Makari is, and even the history of the Gemara, the way the Gemara continues is, Madua Telechzev L'Chodesh V'Lei Shabbos. It's not Rosh Chodesh and it's not Shabbos, which indicates that in Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, one is obligated to go. So how are we starting off? Pasach B'Kav, the Sayyim Mechoyev, start off talking about Regel, and the Makar that we bring, the source, is a source for Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. Even now, the Gemara brings it out. It says, Michlal, it implies that were Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, there would be a Inyan, a Chiyuv, a Mitzvah to go. And very, very interesting. How is that a source for Regalim, and why does the Gemara focus on Regal more than Shabbos and Chodesh? So all the Rishonim and Acharonim discuss this. And the Ritva says, Advar Chodesh, he says that Rabbi Yitzchak, the Baal Memra, was Teufis Kitzeha Acharon. He took the extreme end. What does that mean? Says Ritva as follows. Really, there are dargas. There are levels. It depends on the proximity of the Talmud to the Rebbe. If a Talmud is close to his Rebbe, very close, it says within the same city, within the Tchum, he's mechoyev to go visit his Rebbe kol yom, every day. if he lives further out, then Shabbos Erech Chodesh. And if he lives further out, that he can't travel so easily, I'll call upon him, beregel he's mechuyev to be mekabel pnei rabbi. So of course there's obligations, says Ritva, for someone who's able to every day, someone who it's more difficult, Shabbos Erech Chodesh, and if he lives way out of the tchum, then I'll call upon him, beregel he's mechuyev. So Rabbi Yitzchak was saying, a person is at least chayev adam mekabel pnei rabbi beregel. The minimum is beregel. And he inferred that from the fact that she went b'Shabbos v'Chodesh, where she was able to go, and al kaponim for a person who's further out, at least b'regel he's mechoyev. The Ritva ends off v'Shabbos d'nakat koylal gam ken yontif, meaning he's bothered by another question. I understand why Reb Yitzchak mentioned the regel, but where did he get it from? The pasuk doesn't say anything, so. Even though he's setting up levels, but he wants a indication within the pasuk itself. So he says that Shabbos could include Yom Tov Mal. So we'll see this concept later in Mirtz Hashem again. However, this teretz won't work for many Rishonim. This teretz is echoed by the Rashba and the Ritva in Sukkah as well, Gemara there. But it's not going to work for the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam. The Rif and the Rosh in Rosh Hashanah are matik the Gemara Kitzura. So they bring the Gemara as is, and they don't say any chalukim, that it depends on where you live and where you're from, how far you are from your Rebbe. The Rambam too says in Parakei Halacha Zayin of Talmud Torah that, interestingly, he begins the Halacha with the Chiv to stand up for one's Rebbe, and then he says, and again, he doesn't differentiate shlavim, the madregas of depending how close you are, how distant you are, what your extent of your chiyuv is. It would seem that there's one uniform chiyuv only beregel that a person's mechayiv. So how will the Rambam answer this question? The Rosh and Rif, well, how are they going to deal with the question of what's the pashup shan in the Gemara? We begin with regel, and then the source is from Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. So the Pnei Yeshua as well asked the Kasha, and he asks it also on the Rambam. He says, "Lama loy pasuk a Rambam chayv gam b'Shabbos? Why doesn't the Rambam say that you're mechuyev also in Shabbos?" Very interesting, Pnei Yeshua. He says, similar to the Ritva, that be'etzim a person would be mechuyev l'kav bnei rabbi kol shavasha every second. But that's obviously an impossibility. It would be bitum alacha. He wouldn't have the capability to attain his parnasa. The pasuk says, a person is not supposed to bring upon himself poverty, and if he's not going to have a second to earn a parnasa, so that itself is a ptur, that is an exemption, and only in times when there is bitul melacha, times when he's not oisik in melacha anyway, times when he's aser b'melacha, that's when the obligation kicks in. Says the Pnei Yeshua. Very gishmak avor. Ba'etzem, this Gemara has another pella. Perhaps we'll see more in it later as well. That the source is from a isha, from a woman. Woman doesn't have mitzvah, don't have mitzvah sasesha as man grama. It would appear that it's a mitzvah sasesha as man grama. So how could we learn it out from the isha? Okay, he discusses that. But al kaponim, Pnei Yeshua says that we know that Taisa says and Pais can bring that nashim are asur b'malacha on Rosh Chodesh. Nashim have a isa malacha on Rosh Chodesh, and Makam themselves, that was the Minog, and therefore he says, for Aisha, she's able to go on Rosh Chodesh also, because she doesn't have a Bitul Malacha. But, L'chaira, so that's what the Pasuk brings from Chodesh, Mashenkin for Anashim, it would come out that he wouldn't be Mechoyev on Chodesh, only on Regala. So there's two issues with the Pnei Yeshua. First of all, the Rambam is not mechalik between Anoshim and Noshim. And second of all, the Chayra, the bigger Pala, Shtar Chonerin in Rosh Hashanah asks also, he wasn't Miyashiv Shabbos. Shabbos Avadah, there's Bitul Malacha also. And he doesn't, and the Rambam doesn't say that a person's Mechoyiv on Shabbos. So Vaiter, we're Shver, how to understand the how to learn the Pashup Shad of the Gemara according to the Rambam. I want to suggest perhaps that the mahalach of the Pnei Yeshua, and before him the Ritva and Rashba and Sukkah as well, is really chalak from the Rambam b'Yisoy. They're really arguing in the fundamental of this mitzvah. And that is as follows. the lashon of the Gemara we mentioned is chayav on the lahakol pnei rabbi berega. Avada the lashon the kabel pnei rabbi to receive one's rabbi or to be received by one's rabbi is a lashon of which is mashma kavod, an inyan of being mechabit, of honoring one's rabbi. You go visit a person, visits someone. A person visits grandparents. A person visits elderly people, other people. It's an inyan of kavod. It's a concept that shows respect, that shows difference and dignity. However, l'chora, it's difficult to understand that such a concept should be mechayiv, a visit every day. For sure, the way the Pnei Yeshua says it, kol shav v'shav. I would think that the Rebbe who's being visited by his Talmud every second would say enough. You were here yesterday, you were here a minute ago. That's an interesting concept of kavod, of visiting. However, Rashi in Chagiga is very clear. There's a Gemara there that talks about Amoraim that were Mekabel Pnei Rabba. Zot Rashi was V'yantif, and a person is Mechoyev L'Kabel Pnei Rabba V'yantif. He brings the Makar of Madu Atelechas, and he says, L'Kabed Rabba, to be Mechabed is Rabbi. The Rambam, too, is clear that it's Inyan of Kavod. He brings the halacha we mentioned in the same halacha that he talks about standing up for his Rebbe. Halachas before are also about the Zoyin of a Rav and talking later about Kavod for a Rav. So it's clear that the Rambam puts them together because he holds this is also an Inyan of being Mechabed the Rebbe. However, in the Ritva, Rajma Pnei Yeshua, it's mistaber to say that it's not a gather of Kavod a Rav. It's not an Inyan of being Mechabed the Rebbe. It's Indian of mitzad dinei Talmud Torah that a person has to learn from his Rebbe. Indeed, that would make very much sense in the Pnei Yeshua that kol shav v'shav, a person is supposed to be davuk in his Rebbe, kol shav v'shav, to be mekabel from him, to learn from him. You know that from Yeshua that he was davuk in Moshe Rabbeinu that way. It wasn't just Indian of being mechabed, it was Indian of learning from him. So this, this could be the pshat and the machlekes, the Ritva and the Rambam. Now, I saw later, you know, sometimes we see in the earlier Svarim, they write that basic Svarim was Lohaya Tachas Yadi. Fager didn't have a Levush. Everyone has a Levush today, and any base medrash. These days we could say these lines as well. But Aitzer Chachma Yizachar L'Toiv, they made their warehouse free, basically. So I discovered over there that the Sefer Hasidim writes as well that a person, he's going on the Gemara in Saita, that a person's not supposed to teach his daughter Torah, depends discussing what exactly are the Gedarim of that, and he says that the halacha is that a negeya for a woman, she is supposed to learn, and he brings the pasuk, that there's a chiyuv for the Kal Pnei Rabba, which we mentioned is learned out of a Isha, the Isha Shunamis, and she was going to learn the halachas that are negated to her. So we see clearly from the Sefer Hasidim that I saw that it isn't enough Talmud Torah like the Ritva, like we want to suggest in the Ritva. I saw later also that the Moedim Uzmanim Rav Moshe Sternbach says the Geshmak in Afkamina, or be in Afkamina. He brings a Mardik Maril Diskin, which is Mekasher, this today's shir with yesterday's shir. Yesterday we heard a Mardik Ashir from the Rishkal about the Peldik Ashita of the Chayk Yankov. Chayk Yankov says that a person could say Shech Yanu Kol Zayin Yimei Tashlumin on Shavuos. 5 days after Shavuos, he could say Shech Yanu for Shavuos. So there's a Chuvas Maril Diskin that's Mefalpal in them, and he's Matmiya, as many are Matmiya on this Chayk Yankov. And he says that don't tell me that he's coming from Ein Lomer, that he's coming from the fact that you could be Mekabel Pnei Rabbi the Zayin Yimei Tashlumin also. Maril Diskin understood as a fact, Haka, that a person could be Mekabel Pnei Rabbi called Zayin Yimei Tashlumin of Shavuos. And he says, why is that not a raya that it's still Shayach? Because that's a mitzvah that's Shayach to be Meichel. Meaning that the Rebbe, the Rav, could be Meichel on his covet. If he's Meichel on his covered, so then there's no mitzvah of Lekal Pnei Rav Arego. If this was a gather of Talmud Torah, then it's very shver. Why is his Mechila negating your obligation to go learn from him? But if we understand that it's inyan of kavod, then it's very mistaver. So avada maril diskin's mavur, like we're saying the Rambam's mavur and Rashi's mefurish and chagiga, that it's inyan of kavod. But that's a gevaldige nafkamina between the Pnei Yeshua, Ritva, Rashba, and the Rambam and Rashi. And that is if the Rav is Meichel, if there's still obligation, if there's still chiv the kavod Pnei Rav. Okay. I believe that according to these two Havanas, we come to Gishmak Revach. And that is as follows. There's another Kasha that the Mefarshim deal with. And that is the omission of the Tur and Shulchan Aruch. The Tur and Shulchan Aruch don't bring this halacha b'chlam. So many are matmiya. Why did they omit this halacha? That's Meforish and Rosh Rif and Rambam. The Gimel Amud Erah bring it. That's always the source for the Mechaber. And the Noid Bihuda and Tshuva Tzadi Beis says a very interesting pshat. He says, we know there's a Gemara Kedushin that says that a person is not supposed to stand up for his Rebbe more than Shachris V'Arvis, because it's Eina B'din, it's Eina Min Aroi, that he should be Mekabel, he should be Mechabed his Rav more than the Pnei Shechina. He's Mispal Shachris V'Arvis, okay, we could deal with Mincha, another Shmuz, but he's Mispal Shachris V'Arvis, and it's Eina Min Aroi that he should stand up for his Rebbe more than he does than he goes and davens before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Zaktanoid Biuda, in a similar vein, today, that despite the fact that Laizaza Shechina Mikasa Maravi, that the Shechina is still there, we don't have a Chiv of Aliyah L'Regel. The Chiv of Aliyah L'Regel is Gebunden, is attached to the mitzvahs of Karbanis. We don't have the mitzvahs of Karbanis. And therefore, we don't have the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. And therefore, it doesn't pass, it's Einem in Aroi, similarly, that we should have a Chiv L'Kabel Pnei Rabbi B'Regel, greater than a chiyuv lekabel pnei shechina b'regel. And so far as in today's days, we don't have the mitzvah of lekabel pnei rabbi b'regel, so it doesn't pass that there should be a din. It's not min aroi that there should be a din lekabel. I'm sorry. In as much as no din aliyah l'regel today, it doesn't pass that there should be a din lekabel pnei rabbi b'regel. And therefore, the Tur and Shulchan Aruch omit it. As I said, the Noid of Yehuda. Frak the Emek Bracha, Gishmak Akasha. L'chara the Ritva is a stira to the Night Biuda. The Ritva says that there's a mitzvah kol yayim v'yayim if a person lives in close enough proximity. Avada, even Bizman Abayas, even in the time that the Beis HaMikdash was standing, there was no chiyuv ali l'rego kol yayim if you were in close enough proximity. Hare Mevor, we see clearly that the concept that a person visits his Rebbe is not a stira to the concept of being mechaved Shechina by visiting by Aliyah L'Regel. And you can have that there's a chiv for one, even when there's no chiv for there's a chiv l'kavel pnei rabbi, even when there's no obligation for Aliyah L'Regel. That's not a lack of kavod. As I frak the Emek Brachel, the Ritva, and he brings Rabbi Nechananel that has a similar girsa to the Ritva, the Rajman Sukkah we mentioned, that this would all be a steer to the Night of Yehuda. Abulachara, according to what we were saying before, it's Nishkin Kasha. It's not Shver. Why is that? Because the Night Biyuda, Batsam Night Biyuda would need a beer. He brings the Ritva alayim. He brings the Ritva himself. He says Dvarak Tchukim. He says it Shver. Achara, the way the Night Biyuda understood differently, and he pretty clearly spells this out, that the Chiv, Lekabel Pnei Rabbah, is Indian of Kavod. It's an Indian of being Mechabed as Rebbe. If a person's being mechaved the Rebbe by visiting them, so of them zakta noid biyuda, that it doesn't pass, it's einam in a roi, that he should be mechaved his Rebbe, or that there should be a chiv up upon him to be mechaved his Rebbe, more than there's a chiv to be mechaved the Shechina, to be mechaved the Shechina by being the regular Svelerois. But the Ritva, we said, perhaps, is mavur like the Sefer Hasidim, that the Indian of Kavav Pnei Rabbi is not an Indian of Kavav. It's Indian Mitzad Hilchas Talmud Torah. Oibs is Mitzad Hilchas Talmud Torah. So then it's not a raya that it's not a lack of Kavav, the fact that he's visiting his Rebbe to learn Torah from him more often than he's being Oil L'Regel. Avada there are Shpoyes, there are things he gets from being Oil L'Regel. But the sight of the covet of being Oil L'Regel, of Kilu being Mekav, of visiting Hashem that way, it's not a lack of covet, the fact that he's visiting his Rebbe every day, because that's not Mitzad covet, that's in order to learn Torah from him. It'll be a Gishmaki Yeshiva on the Emek Brachas Kasha. Lamaisa, like we mentioned, insofar as the Rambam is clearly going on a different path than the Pnei Shua, so these two roots won't work for the Rambam. Where Hadar Kasha L'Duchte, how is the Rambam going to learn the Gemara? The Gemara is Mamash Apella. Chai Vodim L'Kabel Pnei Rabbi B'Regel? Shenemar L'Chodesh L'Shabbos Yayim. It's not Rish Chodesh and it's not Shabbos. If it would be Shabbos and Rish Chodesh, it would be a Chiv. So how does that tell us anything about Regel? So I want to say over another Mahalach of the Turi Evan. A Mechodesh Tikka Mahalach. He's Mithalpal a lot back and forth there. But the Tamtis of his Verta is as follows. That he starts off by saying, asking this kasha that we mentioned at the beginning from Reb Chaim, the son of the Rav. And that is that, why does the Pasuk Maktim, Shabbos, Chodesh to Shabbos? We know that, Tadr V'Sheinah Tadr Tadr Chodim, the Pasuk should first say, Madua Atelech Zalav Le Shabbos Ayam Le Chodesh Ayam. It's not Shabbos and it's not Rosh Chodesh. So he writes, to Re'evan and Roshona that, Shabbos Lo'olam doesn't mean Shabbos Bereishis. It means Mimachras HaShabbos. Like we know, Mimachras HaShabbos refers to the day after Pesach, the day after Yontif. Shabbos could be a reference to Yontif. The Ritva we said is said such a shpach that it's Koilo Yontif. But Al Kaponim, the Turi Evan is saying that Shabbos here does not mean Shabbos Bereishis. It means Moedim, Regalim. Lamaisa, he asks, he says, Viter, that Chodesh doesn't mean Rosh Chodesh Mamish. Why? He says, because if it meant Rosh Chodesh Mamish, we wouldn't know how to tie Shabbos to mean Regal, even though he's saying there's a problem of Tadr Shedin and Tadr. But he says that Chodesh doesn't mean Rosh Chodesh either. Chodesh is a reference to Rosh Hashanah. Tiku ba Chodesh Shaifa. Chodesh is a reference to Rosh Hashanah. And the reason why he says, if I say that it's a reference to Rosh Hashanah, then I lost my revach, my teretz before. I said that I wanted to be tadr v'sheina tadr, tadr koidim. Avada Rosh Hashanah is less tadr than the moedim. So if Shabbos means moedim, and chodesh means Rosh Hashanah, so then it's again the not tadr one first. So he says that really if we'd say Shabbos first, we wouldn't know what it means. It has to say chodesh first. And the fact that it means Rosh Hashanah is megal that Shabbos means all the moedim. Okay, it's mefalpel back and forth. He says, "Lamaisa the Gemara says chayv on the kavpne abe beregel. Regel doesn't include Rosh Hashanah. See, he says a geshmaka thing that you're right. Be'etzim it should say moedim, but there would be two problems with moedim. We should say chayv on the kavpne abe bemoed. Rosh Hashanah is a moed. It's included in the parsha of the moedim." The problem with saying that is, first of all, it would have included Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur is not Bechlal. And Shane is, secondly, he says, Tom, it's Agav of the following Gemara. The following Gemara is that a person's Chayav L'Tayr Atzmei Koidim Regal, and that of Avada is specifically the Shalosh Regalim, where he's going to be Oil the Regal, and he's going to bring Karbonis. So Mamil, the Gemara before Agav of that, we were Taifas to the Lashon of Regal. But Ba'atzim, we mean Mayadim besides Yom Kippur. We mean Pesach Shavuos Sukkos and Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Well, Maisa, it's not going to work for the Rambam again. The Rambam does say Regel. He's not any ID the next Gemara. Rather, the Rambam would have to specify if he's including Rosh Hashanah as well. Regalim is exclusive, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. We still don't have a pshat for the Rambam. How he would learn the Pasha pshat of the Gemara. So. Themis is the Noid Behuda. And the tshuva we mentioned says a pshat, al pidarkoi. Appears to be somewhat of a mechodesh tik a pshat. But the Noid Behuda says that, that the same reason why we can't have a chiv today's days, l'kabel pnei rabbi b'regel, because it would be being mechabed the Rebbe more than a kadosh baruch hu kaviyachol. So too, we couldn't even have bisman abayi. It's a chiyuv v'shavas or shchedish. Meaning, avada days that there's a musaf, he says that there's a special chef of the Rebbe has, and it's minaroi to be makabel panav then, which again, not to be confused, mean that it's only inin of limud from the Rebbe, because the night beauty we said is mavur and mefurish that it's inin of kavod rabbi. But he says that there's special days when you should go visit the Rebbe. Days that he's in a more exalted state. There's more of a hashpa. It says that has to do with the Kavan Musaf. And therefore, Be'etzim, there would be an Inyan to visit him on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh as well. However, we can't create such an obligation because that would, a Chiyuv L'Kavav Na'ar B'Shabbos V'Chodesh also would be more than the Chiyuv of Aliyah L'Regel. And again, that's Einam and Aroi. Therefore, the Gemara is saying as follows. She would go Shabbos and Chodesh because that was that's what times that her Rebbe, that her Elisha or Manig had special hashpois. But an obligation, a chiyuv, you can't create from that. Person could go, but you can't say there's a chiyuv, because a chiyuv is a lack of covet. So a chiyuv could only be beregel. So the Gemara is saying, from the fact that there's an inyan on Shabbos or Shkosh, we see Yemei Musaf, there's a special inyan that a Rebbe is in a certain Nisroimim Dikamatsev, and a certain Shefa of Ruach HaKodesh, I think he said, a certain Hashpois, and therefore it's a befitting, auspicious time to visit him, but we can't have a Chiyuv, we can't have obligation greater than the Chiyuv, the Kabbal Pnei Shechina, to be Yad L'Regel, and therefore or we only have a chiyuv on Yomim Tovim and not on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. That's an idea as well. So chare, this could fit with the Rambam. The Rambam saying that when is there a chiyuv? A mitzvah makes sense that there would be a mitzvah other times. That's in the Aruch Lener. Argues very much on the Noid Behuda that says that there's no chiyuv b'zman hazeh. Brings many gemaras. He says that are mavur, that are gemaras and mavur that amarayim were makal pnei rabbi, and that was even after the korban. It's very shver to say that it was only bizman abayis. So he goes mamish punkfakaret, the opposite extreme. He brings a magen avram. Now, the interesting point here is that we mentioned before, a bit trickily, we mentioned that the shulchan aruch and tur don't bring this halacha. So it's not entirely true. The Torah and Shulchan Aruch don't bring the salacha that a person is mechoyev l'kav of Nerava, but they bring it derech agav, as follows. The Shulchan Aruch in Tavkuf Nun Dalev, in Hilchas Tisha B'Av brings a person that they're not supposed to wash themselves in Tisha B'Av, or if a person comes to a river. So the Mechaber says if he's going to do a mitzvah, l'kav of Pnei Rabbi, so then it's mutter to cross the river on the way there and even on the way back, because that facilitates his going to be Makal of Nerabah, the mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham is disturbed. The Vada Tisha B'Av is not on Shabbos. That's not a regal. Why is there a Chiyuv L'Kal of Nerabah? So he says it means because he's going in anticipation of Shabbos. Or, B'Choyel, there's Epis of Mitzvah. He brings a Gemara in Chagiga that there was a certain Amara used to visit his Rebbe every day. And until he got older, it was difficult. Gemara says, Rebbe said, you don't have to come. He said, you know what it means to be Makabal and Rebbe. He was Makbin on that. So it could be there's an Indian Kol Yom. So the Magen Avraham, I'm saying the Magen Avraham is says two terutzim over here. Either that he's going because on Shabbos he'll be by his Rebbe, and then there's an Indian. Or, which is interesting, that's deicha, the mitzvah that will come on Shabbos is deicha going in the water on Tisha B'Av. Okay. Or, he says that ba'atzim kol yom there's inyan, every day there's inyan. And he brings this Gemara. So, the Aruch Lener wants to say that ba'atzim, the two Gemaras argue on each other. This Gemara that in Chagiga and Dafei that discusses this Amara that was makbe to go every day, he argues on Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, Chayav L'Kavanah Beregel. We Paskin, he says, like that Amara, that you're supposed to go every day. And therefore the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it as a chiv to go Beregel, because he brings it here in Ochos Tisha B'Av that there's a chiv to go every day. So comes out mamish punk vakert from Nadbuda saying that there's no chiyuv bizman hazeh to be makal pnei beregel. The Aruch Lener in Sukkah says there's a chiyuv every day. The Aruch Lener Be'etzim is also a little bit shver, because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that there's a chiyuv to go. The Shulchan Aruch says, or mitzvah, the Shulchan Aruch says that if you're going on Tisha B'Av, so Derech Agav, he throws in that it would be a heter. Why doesn't he bring in Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Ikra Chiyuv? Okay, it's Ara on the Aruch on there. But Be'etzim, and that's of Adel Pshar, what we were saying before, that why the Mepharshim are dealing with the Torah and Shulchan Aruch don't bring it. And if Yehuda had knew the Shulchan Aruch, what he meant was that that's not called the Chiyuv. How are we supposed to understand that? What that means? That means that there's like we mentioned, the Noid Yehuda was saying that for there to be an obligation, a chiyuv lekavel pnei rabbi more than shchino is a problem. A mitzvah avada, if he goes to visit his rabbi, it's a mitzvah, but you can't have obligation. It's the fact that there's a mechayev for that. I think he touches even the din to stand, not to stand up, his makar, the din not to stand up for rabbi more than, is only that he's not mechayev. I believe he says that. Doesn't mean that it's aser. If there's going to be a chiyuv, that's it's a lack of kavod. So Al-Kapodim Eksad Aruch Lener holds that there's a chiyuv kol yayim, and the Naid Biyuda says no chiyuv b'chal. Now, Derech Agav, the Mepharshim asks, the Rabbi asks on the Magen Avraham that it's very shver to say that there's a chiyuv kol yayim. You're mochrach to say that Gemara and Chagigo was a mitzvah Alma. There's one of the Mepharshim calls a mitzvah zuta, a mitzvah to a smaller mitzvah, a mitzvah to learn or to be mechaber rebbe. Avada, every time a person is mechaber is rebbe, there's Indian. But a chiyuv it can't be. Why? Because the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah wouldn't stim then. The Gemara says madua teilachzav. The psukim in Malachim are shved. The Gemara says that there's a chiyuv lekavel pnei rabbi rebbe. Why? Because madua atelachzalav lechodesh leshabbosayim. He was asking his wife, why are you going today? What's the kasha? Why are you going today? There's a mitzvah every day. According to the Magen Avraham, the way the Aruch Lener is understanding it, that there's a mitzvah kol yom. So then, what was his kasha? Why is she going today? All right, so some are matcha that it's not sure. The Machzah Shekel says in a couple of places, the Prima Gam says in one place, he knew that she didn't regularly go then. So he was asking her, why are you going now if it's not the time that you regularly go? But the Prima Gam says a very interesting teretz. He says as follows. We mentioned before that Batsam Mitzvah, that the Makar should be from Aisha V'chal. Says the Prima Gadim that it's taka cholok aisha and ish. The Magen Avraham then means that there's a mitzvah kol yoyim is talking about specifically for a man. Why? Shema yishma mimenu dvar Torah. Maybe you'll hear from him at dvar Torah. So clearly he's going there that by a man the mitzvah is to be mechah, to learn Torah from his rabbi, and that's why it makes sense. It should be a mitzvah kol yoyim. But mashengen by isha, that's not the Indian. The Indian is the Indian of being mechaber. The Rav and that she shayach to, and that is not something that's mechayiv every day. Prima Gadim Batson brings out this var very clearly. The chiddush of the Prima Gadim is that he's being mechalak isha and ish. Fine. But he seems to have two gedarim in the chiv and they're learned out of one place. He seemed to have both gedarim. I don't know exactly how it would play out by ish. No, this is false. Ish is mechayiv. However that manifests itself, the she was going to Elisha. Zakhtar, that's avada, not a chiv kol yoyim. She doesn't have a chiv tamantar, not like the Sefer Hasidim that she should be going to hear halachas that are negated to her. So why is she going? As in, you know, being mechaber, and that even a yishas mechoyevin, being mechaber tamid chacham. Okay. Aber a man, says the Magen Avraham, is mitzvah kol yoyim. Why? Shema Yishma mimenu dvar Torah. Maybe we'll hear dvar Torah from it. So, how does that work? How do we get both chiyuvim, both gedarim from one source? Madu atay lachas alav lechaydish leshabbos. That's the makar that is a chiyuv, but it's two different gedarim for isha, which is the source. The gather is mitzar kavod rabbi, and for a man, which is Rabbi Yitzchak's memory, chayav al makam rabbi. That's Midini Talmud Torah, Tzarchin Genoi, how the Prima Gadim understood that Gemara. Okay. Just to be Misakim, we had Kama Shitas here. The Rajba and Ritva and Pnei Yeshua are Mavur Batsim, there should be a Chiyuv, Kol Yoyim, Pnei Yeshua is Mavur Kol Rega, And depending on a person's proximity, the Rashban Ritva say, if he's close enough, so it's Kol Yom, further out, Shabbos Chodesh, further out, on a regal. And that's the way to be miyash of the pliyah, how the Gemara starts off talking about regal and ending off Shabbos Chodesh. And the Rambam doesn't bring any of this. The Rambam and the Rosh and the Rif, they say only the Kabbal Pnei Rav Beregel, only on regal. So we want to be mivar, which would seem clear from other sources, that there's two different gedarim. There's a gedarim mitzad Talmud Torah, mitzad that he's mechayiv to go learn from his Rebbe. And there's a gedarim mitzad kavod rabbi, that there's an idea of being mechaved Rebbe. By visiting someone, you're mechaved him. The Rambam is clear that it's midine kavod Talmud Chacham, midine kavod rabbi, brings it among those halachas. And would appear that the Pnei Yeshua is best, and the Rishonim are best understood that mitz mitzad dinei Talmud Torah, because vupas techiv mitzad covered rabbi to visit every second, achara. And the Sefer Chassidim's mevor klal mitzad Talmud Torah, that's why it passes for Isha. He says it's for halachas that are negator. We said a Gishmak and Avkamina would be in Mechila, that the Maril Diskin's Mavor, Chiddush Nifl, that you could be Mechav Pnei Rabbah and Shavuos, the Zayin Meit HaShlumin, but it's Nitzel L'Mechila. So, Mitzad Kavod Rabbi, that's Mestaver, Mitzad Talmud Torah, that L'Chor is the wooden stem. And then we're another Pshat to be Miyash of the Gemara, the Turi Evan, that's really referring to Shabbos and to Yom Tovim and Rosh Hashanah. And Mitzad HaShmat of the Torah Shulchan Aruch, the Aruch Lener says Nishkan Hashemata. There's a chiv kol yom, and that's brought out from Tisha B'Av. And the Noit Yehuda says that it doesn't pass bisman hazeh, which he also uses as a yishuv b'chal for the Gemara. Which we want to suggest that's how the Rambam learned the Gemara, that the concept that a person can't be mechabed his Rebbe more than the Shechina, and therefore can't be mechabed his Rebbe more than the Shechina. Therefore, it doesn't pass a chiv even bisman habayis on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, and it doesn't pass a chiyuv bizman hazeh because we don't have the mitzvah light of aliyah l'regel. Yishukayach Rabbeisa.
David, every time you have a shalot, you need to know when you go to your Rebbe, you make kind of the mitzvah?
I don't know. Some of the mitzvahs are just kavana.
I am involved in the mitzvah by looking it up in the Sefer besides before you go ask your Rebbe.
I don't know. You have to know if your Rebbe wants the Kabbalah. You'd be Makabbalah upon him called Shah Vashah. I don't know. Depends on the Rebbe, I guess.
I hear. Shkayach.
Okay, Shkayach.
Shkayach. Rabbi said tomorrow there'll be another shmooze from the Moshe Hemi at 10:45 in the end of Chaimer and Surah, followed by a shir from the person speaking right now on the Inyan of Tzvon HaKolayit. Also, there will be a shir tonight for both men and women on Zoom. Went on an email this morning on celebrating the splitting and Song of the Sea in Salafi. Yon of Kriyas Yamsuf. All right, a good night.
Divide. You're masking?
Yeah. Very good.
No SL.